You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Hello and welcome to another Jam Live show. And it's special. The first half of a two-part presentation featuring a unique jazz project fronted by two internationally respected French artists, saxophone player Olivier de Colombel and jazz guitarist Romain Fitoussi, and backed up by three well-respected Yukon musicians. In their early 20s, Olivier and Romain attended the Paris Conservatory of Music together, which led to 5 years of weekly gigs in a small jazz bar. In 2013, their musical collaboration came to a sudden end when Olivier found the love of his life in Canada's north and moved from Paris, France to Whitehorse, Yukon. Although he had not even known where the Yukon was on the map, he settled comfortably into his new home and quickly made a name for himself in the local music scene. Despite the musical breakup in Paris, Olivier and Romain stayed in touch. When Olivier suggested to his friend that he should come to the Yukon, visit, and play some music, Romain did not hesitate for a second to accept the invitation. It was late October 2016 when Romain arrived in the Yukon for a two-week visit. Romain had introduced Olivier to the music of the late American jazz saxophonist Thomas Chapin. Olivier loved it. So I guess it was only natural that the two friends hashed out the idea of a Thomas Chapin tribute and to perform in a number of Yukon communities. No time was wasted to start the preparation for the Thomas Chapin tribute project. Amazingly, after only a couple of rehearsals with musicians, pianist Daniel Jank, bassist Paul Bergman, and drummer Lonnie Powell, the quintet was ready to go on tour. Their inspiration, Thomas Chapin, had been a hugely respected avant-garde saxophonist and composer on the New York scene and abroad. In the early 80s, Chapin was Lionel Hampton's musical director and lead saxophone player. In 1989, he formed his own group, the Thomas Chapin Trio, and was soon performing at festivals and clubs around the world, and most notably on the big world stages in the U.S., Europe, Canada, and Japan. Sadly, he died of leukemia in 1998 at the young age of 40, though he left us a legacy of 15 albums in his own name. Now, after this rather long intro, here is that special French Yukon collaboration, performing music inspired by Thomas Chapin. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.